Jules, you said something the other day that really stuck with me.
Oh, yeah. You've got the serious music behind
you. Yeah, I've got my serious face on as well.
Gotcha.
Jules, you like your fashion.
Yeah, I do.
You like your fashion.
I love clothes. Love it.
You said you had a spare room, kind of nookie room at home that's just like kind of, you know, a bit of junk, a bit of this, bit of that. The storage.
The craft room.
It's a
no man's land.
Jules, you said in the craft room you have multiple shoes.
Yeah.
Handbags.
Sure.
Clothes.
Yes, I do.
Jules, I'm worried.
Why?
You triggered me. I think you're a hoarder.
Oh, I know I am. I've openly said I am.
Oh, so you know you're a hoarder. Okay, yes. Well, that's the first step.
Absolutely, I know I am.
Okay, well.
I get it from my dad. See, my mum was like the colour in our family.
Yeah.
But dad was always like, ooh, you never know when you might need that. I'm like, exactly right. I remember one time mum was cleaning out my wardrobe at home before, like, I'd moved out. And she said, you've got two pairs of rollerblades here. Surely you're not looking. And dad went, should probably at least hold on to one pair. I was like, yes, I should, Dad.
Who knew? Who needs two pairs of rollerblades?
Well, that's what I didn't. But he said you should keep one because you just never know when you're going to need to rollerblade again.
Now, Jules, this is not my place. But do you think maybe this could evolve into like a really bad hoard, you know?
No, I've got my craft room and that's it. That is a bottomless pit of stuff, which is fine.
I'm just putting it out there that maybe a garage sale, a market.
Well, it's funny you say that because the reworn Ballarat market is happening tomorrow. I've missed out on a stall this time, but I was thinking maybe the next time they have one, I could actually have a stall or something.
I think you should.
Yeah.
I think you should.
Maybe.
I'm just a friend.
Yeah.
Speaking to another friend.
Thanks.
Just to make sure that you're okay.
I know I have an issue with clothes because I love them.
Well, the first step of knowing you have a problem is admitting you have a problem.
Sure, bud.